Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. We're wrapping up this third privilege of salvation that we will receive an inheritance. And we saw this inheritance is incorruptible. We looked at our incorruptible body that we'll receive at the rapture of the church. We saw that our inheritance is undefiled. God has promised that we will receive a home prepared for us specifically in heaven, a dwelling place. And so today we're going to look at this last part. It said that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So we will receive an inheritance. That is a privilege. That is a part of our salvation, one of the blessings of our salvation. And so reserved in heaven for you, or that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And that reminds me, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 19 and 20, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where whether thieves do not break through nor steal. We will receive the eternal reward in heaven for our service to God. And then it doesn't fade away. It's reserved in heaven. What happens to our earthly possessions? They rust. They break down. You know that nice new car that you bought? What's going to happen in a few years? It'll get dinged up. You're going to have to change the brakes. You're going to have to change the tires. You're going to have to fix different things. We're working with the kids and they got some bicycles and it got wet. So it's starting to rust a little bit. So we're trying to take care of it. The bike's not going to last forever, will it? Our homes will not last forever. Our vehicles won't last forever. The shiny new electronic device, cell phone, computer, tablet, whatever it is that you got, it won't last forever. But you know what will last forever? Our inheritance in heaven. The Bible says that we, with the treasures that we lay up in heaven, moth and rust, they can't affect it. It will last forever. It's reserved in heaven for us, and it fadeth not away. What are we working for? Are we working for treasures here on earth or treasures in heaven? Now listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have nice things. You shouldn't take care of your family, because that would be irresponsible. We need to take care of our family. We need to provide for their needs. But if our only focus is living for the here and now and not for eternity, our priorities are off. Yes, we need to provide for our family. Yes, we need to help those that are in our care and our responsibility. Yes, there's nothing wrong with enjoying nice things. But we need to remember, this earth is not our home. As the song says, we're just passing through. Our home is in heaven. And our inheritance will be in heaven. That moth and rust cannot corrupt. And if it's done with the right motives and it's tried by fire, it'll be gold, silver, and precious stones. So we have an incorruptible inheritance. We'll receive a new body. An undefiled inheritance. We'll receive a new home. And one that doesn't fade away and that's reserved in heaven. That we will receive rewards that will last for eternity. That is a privilege that we have of salvation. Remember, God has promised us many wonderful things. When you're discouraged, remember, God has done so many wonderful things for us, and He has promised us these things in heaven. That's what we have to look forward to.